My name is Nate Jameson. I'm the owner and operator of Brightleaf Citrus Nursery.
You talked a little about the number of propagations. Tell us how much total tree propagations have dropped in recent years.
Well, a few years ago, we were propagating about 4.7 million trees a year. We're down to about 3.5 million trees a year in the 2016-2017 fiscal year, which ended, you know, June 30th this year. So the number of propagations have declined, and it's obviously, in my mind, you know, an indication of the economics of citrus today.
HLB being a big reason, correct?
Yeah, without question, HLB is just a significant impact on our industry. You know, we're struggling very much to find answers and solutions, and you know, as a grower trying to make money, it's very difficult to keep investing when you're not getting a return on the investment. And you know, I certainly understand that putting trees back in the ground doesn't make a good economic decision for you if you're not being profitable at the end of the year. So, significant challenge.
And I'm sure also some growers are just at this moment afraid to plant them, afraid they can't grow them in the face of HLB to profitability, correct?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern out there. So as a grower, you have to look at what you're doing. So one, a new planting is a different decision than a reset planting. So CREC has some good research that indicates psyllids primarily live in the upper one-third of the tree, the majority of them. The benefit to that is it does mean that resets can hide a little better in the orchard from, you know, live psyllids, so the feeding pressure is less versus a new planting where you don't have that distraction, if you will, for psyllids. So there's these kinds of paradigms, you know, that you have to work your way through as a grower to be able to make good decisions. And, you know, if you don't have confidence that you can bring a tree into production, why would you plant it?
Another interesting thing on the number of propagations, lemons have zoomed and grapefruit are down huge. Tell us some of those numbers.
Well, unfortunately for people who grow grapefruit, especially here on the Indian River where it's been such a, you know, world-renowned, worldwide recognized commodity, grapefruit just suffers from citrus canker and citrus HLB to the extent that it's just very, very difficult to be profitable producing grapefruit. And it's not that the guys growing grapefruit aren't doing a fantastic job with the resources they have. It's that they're being outhorsed by the diseases. So as a result, we only propagated about 51,700 or so grapefruit total propagations in the last fiscal year, where historically we've propagated, you know, 250,000 or so grapefruit trees a year. And even in some years in the past, you know, we've hit almost a million grapefruit trees in a year.
But lemons in 2017, 215,000 propagations.
Well, lemons seem to be growing in shelf space in the supermarket today, so there's a demand for lemons. If I understand correctly, worldwide supply of lemons is down, plus you have cost of transportation and other things, not to mention other citrus diseases around the world that, you know, we want to be sure that we don't import. So it seems to be a lot of growing interest in lemons for juice and for the byproduct, lemon oils. So lemon demand for lemon oil seems to be growing. So in the face of all of these issues that we're talking about with grapefruit and profitability, people are willing to try new things. Now, it's interesting that some lemons, and I want to stress some, not all, are more HLB tolerant. Additionally, when you put lemons on sour orange, you gain an awful lot of Tristesia tolerance as well. So you can take a rootstock that works in your system, sour orange, take a variety that maybe can be processed and have some HLB tolerance. So it may be a good decision, but time will tell. We have the other side of the equation with lemons, which is cold hardiness, or I should say lack thereof.
Nate, that's all my questions. Is there anything else you're just burning to share with growers?
I think I would like all growers to continue to spend time evaluating rootstock trials and varieties. There's still a lot we don't know. There's a lot of angst in the industry on lack of knowledge about some of these. Now, the industry requested several years ago that we move faster, we meaning, you know, the research system, and put these varieties out that we didn't have time to go 10 or 20 years to evaluate. The risk of that, of course, is, though, we have to shift the risk from the research side to the grower side. If you're willing to plant those, you're assuming a little more risk because you have less knowledge to work with. That said, there's a lot of trials out there. There's a lot of opportunities to go to those trials. There's a lot of opportunities to go to the variety display days. I encourage everyone to try to take advantage of those as much as possible and be as informed as you can to make the best decisions that you can.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.